This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers have passed a budget for the fiscal year 2022-2023. The spending package sets aside money for new air quality programs, increases spending on K-12 schools, and gives state employees a 3% raise. Colorado has more money to work with this year because of a strong economy and tax revenues, along with one-time federal COVID-19 relief dollars. The budget also includes $40 million for any new programs lawmakers approve this year. The former superintendent of Douglas County Schools is suing the district, claiming he was fired illegally. Corey Wise says he was fired for his support for masking and equity policies, which he says was part of his job of protecting students. He's claiming discrimination and retaliation against the district. The Adams 14 School District in Commerce City can continue to exist for now. The State Board of Education indicated it's likely to restore some control of the school district to its superintendent and the local school board. Superintendent Carla Luria.
The community, the staff, the board, they want to be part of the solution. They want to be part of the redesigning, reimagining of schools.
Private company ran the district for 2 years under a state order. A state review panel recently recommended reorganizing the district and closing its only high school. Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site near La Junta is reopening after a close call with a wildfire earlier this week. A fire Tuesday night got within a few feet of the fort's walls, burning more than 75% of the park's grass and wetlands. Only the fort and the quarter-mile path between the fort and parking area will be open. Other trails will stay closed for post-fire maintenance. Southeast Colorado, Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, mostly sunny, breezy again today, temperatures close to 70 and getting a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.